Amen.我们在中国的文化传统里面，对于男人都有一种特别的期待，他应该要很坚强。
In a Chinese culture, we always have high expectations of men to be strong.
所以我们说，大丈夫有泪不轻弹。
So as a man, we never shed tears easily.
不轻弹哦，不会轻易的掉下来。
You don't weep easily.
非到伤心处了，只有到伤心的地方才会掉眼泪。
Unless in the case of sadness, you don't shed your tears.
我相信呢，犹太文化里面应该也是这样的。
I believe it's identical in the Jewish culture.
以一个男人仍然是不会轻易的掉眼泪。
As a man will never easily shed tears.
因为他要负起一家的责任。
Because a man has to shoulder up the responsibility of a family.
所以圣经把丈夫跟妻子都比喻成头和身体的关系。
Therefore, in the description of the Bible, the relationship between husband and wife is put as the head and the body.
所以呢，这个头当然他要带领他的妻子，带领他的家人，所以他必须坚强。
And of course, if the head is going to lead the family, he has to be a strong person.
尤其是我们查考彼得这个使徒。
Especially when we study this character, Apostle Peter.
他有个弟弟叫做安德烈。
He has a brother, younger brother, by the name of Andrew.
那么这一对兄弟彼得跟安德烈，他们原来都是渔夫。
And Peter and Andrew, both of them were fishermen in the past.
那么主耶稣遇见他们，呼召他们来跟随。
Jesus met them and called upon them to follow Jesus.
他们就放下了船和网来跟随耶稣。
They abandoned their ship as well as their net to follow Jesus.
这样的彼得这么的有生活的经历，而且非常勇敢的来跟随耶稣，放下他的一切。
With a lot of experiences in life, Peter has foregone his life to follow Jesus.
可是呢，他还是软弱了。
But then he has fallen weak.
他竟然也哭了。
And he also wept.
而且圣经说了，他的哭不是小声的哭而是大声的痛哭
The Bible says that he did not cry very softly, rather he cried out very loudly.
那为什么他会哭呢？
And why did he cry?
就是因为他三次不认主
Because he has disowned Jesus three times.
我们来看马可福音。
Please turn to the Gospel of Mark.
14章。
Chapter 14。
当时主耶稣已经被抓到公会去受审判。
This is a time when the Lord Jesus has been brought to the Sanhedrin for judgment.
大祭司审判他，要定他的罪。
And the priest, the high priest, was giving a judgment on him.
那时候彼得远远地跟着耶稣，他不敢靠近耶稣。
And Peter has followed Jesus from afar.
而当时就有一个使女呢来对彼得说：“哎，你是不是跟耶稣这个是同一党的人呢？”
At that time, there were people questioning him whether he is one of those of Jesus.
我们来看这段过程。
Let's see the process of it.
我们看14章66节。
Please turn to chapter 14, verse 66.
彼得在下边院子里来了大祭司的一个使女。
While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by.
67节，见彼得烤火，就看着他说：“你素来也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。”
When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene Jesus," she said.
68节，彼得却不承认说：“我不知道，也不明白你说的是什么。”于是出来到了前院，鸡就叫了。
But he denied it. "I didn't know or understand what you are talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway.
鸡就叫了。69节，那
时
你看见他，又对旁边站着的人说：“这也是他们一党的。”
When a servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them."
70节,
Verse 70.
彼得又不承认, 过了不多的时候, 旁边站着的人又对彼得说, 你真是他们一党的, 因为你是加利利人。
Again he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean."
71节,
Verse 71.
彼得就发咒起誓地说, 我不认得你们说的这个人。
He began to call down curses on himself and said, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about."
72节, Verse 72. 历史鸡叫了第二遍, 彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话, 鸡叫两遍以先,你要三次不认我。
Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered that word Jesus had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept.
在这里呢, 主耶稣被抓了。
So over here, Jesus has been caught.
门徒都跑光了。
And all of his disciples fled.
这个彼得呢, 他还是呢, 啊, 跟着耶稣, 可是他不敢靠近。
Peter followed Jesus, but rather afar.
他知道现在耶稣遇到很大的生命危险。
And he knew that Jesus is under the threat of death.
这些, 啊, 法利赛人跟祭司长呢, 他们就是想要来陷害耶稣。
The Pharisees as well as the high priest is there to accuse Jesus.
而那个时候呢, 啊, 就有一个使女啊, 啊, 来对彼得说, 你是不是, 啊, 你好像跟他们是同一党的。
And there was a girl of the high priest pointed him out as one of those Jesus people.
可是呢, 彼得却不敢承认。
And Peter denied.
他不敢对一个使女啊, 来承认, 他跟耶稣, 啊, 他跟随耶稣, 他曾经是耶稣的门徒啊。
Peter did not dare to admit that he is one of the people of Jesus.
所以呢, 他真的是很没有勇气。
And he did not have any courage at all.
那么第二次呢, 这个使女又对旁边的人说, 诶, 他们是一党的。
And again, this girl said again that he is one of them.
那个时候呢, 彼得还是不敢承认。
Peter did not dare to admit that.
那到第三次,
And a third time,
又有一个人啊, 对彼得说, 你真的是他们一党的。
And there was one who said that surely you are one of them.
你因为你是加利利人,
for you are a Galilean.
哦, 我们在马太福音啊, 啊, 同样的事件的记载, 就有提到, 因为他具有加利利的口音啊。
In the same similar passage recorded in the book of Matthew, that it also mentioned that Peter is Galilean because he does have a Galilean accent.
所以呢, 旁边人一听, 哎, 你有这个加利利的口音, 你一定, 啊, 是加利利人, 你跟耶稣一定是同一党的人, 因为都是加利利那附近的人。
When people heard that he has a Galilean accent, immediately they recognized him as part of Jesus.
主耶稣是拿撒勒人。
And Jesus is Nazarene.
而拿撒勒也是加利利旁边的一个小镇。
Nazarene is a city right beside Galilee.
因此他们加利利的这个附近的人啊, 都有一个特别的口音, 可以听得出来。
That's what people dwelling or from the city of Nazarene and also Galilee do have similar kind of accent.
可是到了第三次, 彼得竟然发誓, 啊, 说我绝对不认识你们说的这个人啊。
And on the third occasion, Peter even swore and to curse himself.
而这个时候鸡叫了第二遍。
And there was a time when the rooster crowed for a second time.
所以彼得就想起耶稣所说过的话。
Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had spoken to him.
鸡叫两遍以前你要三次不认我。
Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times.
可是呢, 刚刚之前啊, 彼得还多么的勇敢对耶稣说, 纵使大家都跑了, 我一定会跟随你。
Right before all these incidents happened, Peter even told Jesus that he will follow him no matter
what happened. 一定要跟随你到底。
Even at the point of death, he will follow Jesus till the end.
这是记载在 14章 的 31节。
This is recorded at chapter 14, verse 31.
31节, 彼得却极力地说, 我就是必须和你同死,也总不能, 总不能不认你, 众门徒都是这样说。
But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same.
这就是彼得啊，他的啊软弱啊。
So this is the weakness of Peter.
他这么的用力的说，我一定会啊认你啊，纵使死亡也没有关系。
So he insisted emphatically that he will follow him till he died.
但是现在呢，只是三个啊不认识的啊一些啊小小的使女，一些陌生人。只是跟他说你跟耶稣是同党的，他竟然三次不敢承认。
But it's quite a contrast that these girls who just pointed him out and he tried to deny the fact.
所以他想到耶稣所说的话，一想到自己现在这么软弱，他就哭了。
He thought about what Jesus had told him and also what has happened, so he wept.
所以呢，我们从彼得呢啊前后才不到一天呢，就这么大的改变。
It's only lapse of a day that Peter has changed so much.
我们可以啊，给我们一个非常啊重要的一个教训，就是不要自以为坚强啊。
So there's a very important here that we shouldn't be feeling strong always.
我们看啊，哥林多前书第十章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
第十章十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 12.
所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
前面呢，保罗这里是提到以色列人啊，出埃及到了旷野。
Before this verse, there were.Talking about the Israelites traveling in the wilderness.
而他们到旷野呢，啊，却犯了很多的啊罪，导致于被神处罚而灭亡了。
There are so many sins they have committed against God in the wilderness, so the Lord God has punished them.
那么保罗特别强调说，以色列人遇到这些事情是要作为我们的鉴戒。
So Paul was trying to stress over here that the reason why the Israelites was punished for the sins they have committed.
而且记录在圣经上面，是要警戒我们这末世的人。
So it is serving as a warning for all of us.
所以到十二节，保罗做了一个结论。
Over at verse 12 is a conclusion.
所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒，要不然我们都会像以色列人一样，在旷野就倒闭了。
So if you think you are standing firm, be careful.That you don't fall because you will be just likened to those in the wilderness.
我们今天靠着自己真的是不能够完成什么事。
By our own effort today, there's nothing that we can attain.
我们早上也讲到彼得啊也睡着了。
This morning we have spoken about Peter slept.
我们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Our hearts may be willing, but then our flesh is weak.
因为我们常常体贴肉体的软弱。
Because we always succumb ourselves to the weakness of our flesh.
所以这里呢，特别提醒我们说，不要自以为站得稳啊，一直要依靠自己啊过去的经验跟知识。
It is a reminder for us over here that we shouldn't be thinking that we are standing firm because of our past experience and our ability.
我们过去有成功的，不代表以后也会成功。
In the past, we might have success, but it's not necessarily you have the same success in the future.
每次的成功有可能是下一次失败的一个伏笔而已。
Each single success that you may have, it may be a way to the failure for the next.
因为我们可能骄傲了。
Because we may become arrogant.
因为我们可能啊忽略了很多的小细节。
We may have neglected a lot of trivial things.
也许我们上次的成功是侥幸的。
Or maybe our success is only a fluke shot.
因为我们运气好，哎呀，碰到好天气，所以我们成功了。
We may be fortunate enough to have a sunny day, so we took a ride on it.
但是这里反而告诉我们要谨慎小心，免得跌倒。
But what it's telling us here is that we have to be careful.Otherwise, we may fall.
所以我们一定要在主面前要谦卑的啊，来祈求神的帮助。
Before the Lord God, we should be humble and asking for the Lord's help.
而且求圣灵来带领我们，提醒我们。
And to have Holy Spirit to remind us and also to help us.
我们也看到了啊，当彼得他啊三次不认主以后
，After Peter disowned Jesus for three times.
而那时候呢啊，他想到耶稣的对他所说过这句话。
And then he thought about the words that the Lord Jesus has told him.
那时候他就哭了。
And he wept.
所以呢，思想耶稣所说过的话呢，也成为他今天痛哭的原因。
And the reason why that he wept, it is because the words of Jesus.
所以呢，神的话有时候就像一面镜子，可以照出我们的本来的面貌。
The word of God is just like a piece of mirror, that is reflecting our own image.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Please turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章
James chapter 1
22节
Verse 22
雅各书第一章22节
James 1 verse 22
只是你们要行道不要单单听到自己欺哄自己
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself Do what it says
23节因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. 24.
看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forget of what he looks like.
25. 唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的。并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
雅各在这里当然强调的是啊，不要单单听到，也要行道。
What James focuses here is that not only that we listen to the words, we practice it.
因为听到就好像是对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
Listening to the words of God is likened to looking at ourselves in the mirror.
这是听到可以导致的非常好的效果，看到面目而认识自己。
And once you look at yourself, then you get to know about yourself.
但是如果你没有去行道的话，那么你看完镜子之后，你随时会忘记自己本来的面貌。
But if you don't do it,after listening to the words, you may just forget after you leave.
就好像你看着镜子一下子就忘记了。
And just like looking to the mirror, that you immediately forget about it after you leave.
所以这里是强调不要只有听，也一定要把它行出来。
So what it's trying to emphasize here is that not only we listen to the word, we have to do it.
但是呢，根本上呢，还是要有听做开始。
So fundamentally, we have to begin all this by listening.
因为听到就好像是照着镜子可以看到自己本来的面目。
And listening to the word is like looking at ourselves in the mirror.
那接着就是要如何去让你的脸呢得到干净整齐。
So what is coming next is how do you make yourself holy and clean?
脏的就要去擦干净。
Anything that is filtered has to be cleansed.
这就是要行道。
That is to practice the word.
所以呢，首先呢，我们对于神的道理要常常的听，然后好像照镜子来看到自己的面貌。
Therefore, we have to frequently listen to the words of God, just like looking at ourselves, frequently in the mirror.
这也是我们为什么要常常读圣经。
And this is the very reason why we have to read the scripture.
纵使我们圣经有没有读过一遍呢？
Regardless if we have read the Bible once.
读过了还是会忘记。
After reading it once, you may have forgotten some of it.
所以我们要不断的复习。
So we have to continue to revisit.
一直到现在呢，我在读圣经了，仍然有时候会有新的感受。
Until this day, when I read the Bible, I still have new contemplations.
因为有时候以前所读的呢，跟现在所读的会有不同的细节跟重点。
Because what I've read before and now.Perhaps may differ in some of my understandings.
我会发现说，怎么这个经文有这个小细节是我以前没有注意到的。
And I'll notice some of the verses that how come I haven't noticed in the past when I read it.
所以在读经的时候，又会得到一种新的收获。
And when I read the Bible, well, I'll have a new kind of understanding.
所以在不同的时间、不同的地点、也不同的心情跟处境，我们读同一段经文都会有不一样的感受。
Under different time and locations, I may have different thinkings of the verses that I read.
所以呢，当我们这样不断的读圣经，我们就会得到很多的造就。
If we continue to read the Bible, we will be continue to be edified.
那也加上圣灵的工作，也会让我们想起主耶稣所说过的话。
When the Holy Spirit works in us, we will think about His words.
所以呢，想起耶稣的话，彼得就哭了。
Think about the words that Jesus said. And Peter wept.
想起耶稣的话，这仍然是很重要的一个啊一个步。
What's the most important thing here is to think about the words that Jesus said.
所以今天我们要常常读圣经。
So today we must always read the Bible.
那接着呢，主耶稣转过来看彼得的那个眼神啊，也是让他哭的原因。
And the next, the reason why Peter wept is because the way that Jesus looked at him.
我们看路加福音的记载。
Let's look at what has been recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
一样是彼得三次不认主。
In the same way that Peter disowned Jesus three times.
可是我们看这里有一句啊，有一个细节很特别，是马太、马可所没有记载的。
But then there is one thing that is not recorded in both book of Matthew and book of Mark.
我们看啊，路加福音二十二章。
Please turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 22.
六十节。
Verse 60.
彼得说：“你这个人啊，我不晓得你说的是什么。”正说话之间，鸡就叫了。
Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed.
六十一节。
61.
主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话：“今日鸡叫啊，已先你要三次不认我。”
The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word.The Lord has spoken to him. Before the rooster crow today, you will disown me three times.
62节，他就出去痛哭了。
And he went outside and wept bitterly.
所以这里记载了彼得三次不认主。
So it says over here that Peter disowned Jesus three times.
然后他真的不认主以后。
And right after he disowned Jesus three times.
主转过身来看彼得。
And the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter.
彼得也看到主耶稣。看着他的眼神
，And Peter also saw the way that the Lord Jesus.
然后他也想到主所说过的话。
Peter remembered the word the Lord has spoken to him.
主耶稣这个眼神看彼得是什么心情呢
？So how does Jesus feel when he looked at Peter?
主耶稣事先就已经预先告诉说彼得，你要三次不认我。
Jesus already foretold Peter that he is going to disown him three times.
所以主耶稣是本来就知道。
Jesus already knew beforehand.
所以他现在看着彼得，是要告诉彼得说：“你看嘛，真的已经应验了，你真的三次不认我了。”
So the reason why Jesus looked at him is to tell Peter that, "Look, I have told you about this, and it actually realized."
可是现在耶稣的这个眼神呢，并不是在审判他，也不是在嘲笑他。
But then the way that the Lord Jesus looked at him is not to mock at him or either judge him.
而是要关怀他。
But rather to show his care for him.
他的主耶稣啊，之前对他的预言啊，后来应验，因为主耶稣说，我已经为你祷告了，为你祈求了。
So the prefiguration of this incident to Peter, is that Jesus has prayed for him.
我们看啊，二十二章的三十一节。
Please turn to chapter 22, verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
主又说，西门，西门。撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像筛子麦子一样。
Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat.
三十二节。
32.
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
But I pray for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
所以主耶稣啊，已经预先。为了彼得来祷告。
So Jesus already prayed for the disciples beforehand.
让他不至于失去信心。
So they will not lose their faith.
所以现在主耶稣的转过身来看着彼得啊，就是说我在为你祷告。
So when the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter, it means that he's praying for him.
所以呢，让彼得不至于失去信心。
So that Peter will not lose his faith.
那么彼得这个时候就出去痛哭了。
And there was a moment when Peter went outside and wept bitterly.
所以真的是感谢的啊，有主耶稣的祷告。
And he was really thankful that the Lord Jesus has prayed for him.
如果不是主耶稣预先为彼得这样的祷告，真的是彼得啊，可能啊就啊跌倒以后就啊可能永远不会再站起来了。
If not because of the prayer of Lord Jesus, perhaps Peter may have already fallen and never got up.
我们来比较一下犹大他出卖主耶稣。他所犯的罪。
Let's compare the sins that has been committed by Judah betraying the Lord Jesus and the way that he disowned Jesus.
如果以彼得三次不认主这样的罪跟犹大出卖主耶稣他在什么地方的这个地点的消息，那这样两个罪谁比较大？
So the sin that has been committed by Peter disowning Jesus for three times comparing to Judah who has betrayed Jesus.
因为犹大他只是告诉祭司长说那个晚上主耶稣会在哪个地方。
Judah has only told the people that where Jesus is going to be at a certain time.
以他出卖耶稣在哪个地方的这个消息，然后得到30块钱。
So because of him leaking out such a information of time and place where Jesus is going to be at, he has made
30块钱。
$30.
如果以他这样的一种贩卖一个消息而得到钱，可是他原来万万不想到这个时候主耶稣会被抓拿，甚至被钉十字架，这么严重的后果啊。
And by selling such a news that he did not know the consequence was a severe one.
当时犹大或者以为说我不过是把耶稣在哪里的消息告诉他们，那么也许被抓也许审判一下就放他出来了。
Perhaps Judah was thinking that, well, I'm just only telling them the where and when that Jesus is going to be at, and perhaps he will be caught and be judged, and he will be released in a couple of days.
因为耶稣没有犯什么罪啊。
Because the Lord Jesus has not sinned at all.
那按照罗马法律，按照犹太人的法律，他都不至于定死罪吧。
And according to the Jewish law and the Roman law, that I don't think Jesus is going to be sentenced to death.
所以犹大他原来只是贪爱钱财。
Judah was someone who's greedy over money.
也许他的想法也只是想说，耶稣被抓，然后审判一下就放出来了，因为他本来就没有罪，那我又可以赚到三十块钱，耶稣还是放出来，那么还是没有事嘛。
Maybe he was just thinking that when Jesus is caught, he was going to be released because he just had no sin at all, and then I'm just going to make my $30.
可是后来的发展万万是超过犹大的想法。
But the consequence is way beyond the imagination of Judah.
竟然主耶稣被打，被钉在十字架上，而最后死亡了。
And Jesus has been beaten, and he has been crucified on the cross. At the end, he has died on it.
这完全是犹大原来万万想不到的，因为耶稣是个无辜的人，没有罪的人，怎么可能钉死罪？
And all of those things happen outside of the imagination of Judah, because Jesus was someone who has no sin, yet he has been killed on the cross.
可是现在耶稣竟然被钉十字架死了，所以犹大非常非常的后悔，而痛恨自己所做的这个错误。
And because Jesus has been killed on the cross, Judah was very feeling very recognizing that he has made a very severe mistake.
所以后来他就把钱丢给祭司长，然后继续上吊自杀。
Therefore, at the end, that he has thrown the money back to the priest, and then he hung himself.
但是如果以这个罪跟彼得三次不认主的罪来比较呢，犹大这个罪还只是贩卖一个消息，这个罪还算是小罪吧。
So by comparison, the two kind of sins that has been committed, one by Judah who just selling news of Jesus, and the other is disowning Jesus for three times.
而彼得三次不认主呢，这个罪该当是死罪吧。
And the sin of Peter disowning Jesus, I think it should be should be sent to death for committing such a sin.
主耶稣曾经说过。
And Jesus said,
你们在人的面前不认我的，将来我在父面前也不会认你们。
For those of you who disown me before people, in the future I'll disown you before the Father.
所以呢，彼得三次不认主，所以同样的，主耶稣在天父面前也可以三次不认彼得，彼得该当死罪。
Since Peter has disowned Jesus three times, in the future Jesus may just disown Peter in front of God for three times.
所以在这样的比较之下，彼得这个罪是比犹大犯的是更大更大的罪。
Under such a comparison, I think that the sin that has been committed by Peter is way more severe than that of Judas.
如果真的要痛恨自己到死的地步，应该是彼得才对，而不是犹大。
I think if someone were to be so regretful till the point of death, it will be Peter rather than Judah.
但是主耶稣为彼得祷告了。
But then the Lord Jesus prayed for Peter.
所以呢，让他不至于失去信心。
So that he will not lose his faith.
而犹大已经完全失去信心，所以就完全放弃自己，而导致上吊自杀。
Because Judah has already totally lost his faith, therefore he hung himself.
我们可以设想，如果犹大他也没有失去信心，他悔改的话，他不要自杀，是不是他还有可能继续来跟随主呢？
Do you think that if Judah were not to commit suicide, and then if he were to admit his wrong, will he be saved?
但是犹大还是自杀，这还是犯了第六条诫命，而导致于他不能得救了。
But then the fact that Judah has committed the sixth commandment, which is committing suicide, he cannot be saved.
但是彼得他没有失去信心。
But Peter did not.
他没有完全失去信心。
Peter did not lose his faith.
他仍然后来呢他悔改了他痛哭了。
And he has repented and he wept bitterly.
而这个时候呢，主耶稣为他祷告。
There was a time when the Lord Jesus prayed.
所以主耶稣的眼神看着彼得，就希望他回头了。
When the Lord Jesus looked at him, is to have him, repent.
这就是主耶稣替彼得祷告的一个功效。
And that is the effect of the Lord's prayer.
而当彼得呢，他痛哭以后呢，不是就是永远的放弃自己。
So after Peter wept bitterly, it doesn't mean that he has given up on himself.
他乃是呢，在那个时候他悔改以后他要跟随耶稣。
It was at that moment that he repented and he followed Jesus.
我们知道呢，人都会有软弱会得罪神，做一些犯罪的事情。
We know that as men, we always have weakness that we sin against God.
但是呢，我们如果不是犯死罪的话呢，我们应该在主面前悔改之后等候神的怜悯。
Other than mortal sin, we should repent and wait for the Lord's forgiveness.
所以像这里呢，彼得他就是悔改痛哭以后，他仍然要跟随耶稣。
So after Peter repented and also wept bitterly, he followed Jesus.
所以呢，一直到了耶稣复活就对他显现。
So then after Jesus resurrected, he appeared to him.
那么就对门徒说，你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
He said to the disciple that you should go to the multitude and preach.
而那个时候，彼得他就看到耶稣复活对他的交付的任务。
And Peter.Has seen that the Lord Jesus appeared to him, and also the mission that has been entrusted on him.
我们看约翰福音二十二章。
Please turn to Gospel of John, chapter 22.
约翰福音二十二章，二十一章。
Excuse me, John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21.
这时候彼得看见耶稣的复活。
Over here, Peter has witnessed the resurrection of Jesus.
那么说，主耶稣对彼得说要往哪里去捕鱼？结果他们捕到很多的鱼。
So Jesus asked them that where they are heading for fishing.
结果他们抓到一百五十三条鱼。
And then they caught 153 fish.
但是网这么鱼这么多，网却没有破。
And with so much fish in the net.And the net did not break.
那时候主耶稣呢，吃完早餐就对彼得说话了。
So then after breakfast, the Lord Jesus told, spoke to Peter.
我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
二十一章十五节。
Chapter 21, verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门啊，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
When they have finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter.Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs.
十六节
，verse 16.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？ 彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep.
十七节
Verse 17.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？西门啊，彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
所以这个时候啊，主耶稣对彼得问同样的问题，问了三次。
Jesus has asked Peter the same question for three times.
他说啊，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than all these?
啊，你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
为什么问了三次？
Why did he ask Peter three times?
彼得被问到后来真的是会忧愁了，会伤心的说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道啊，我爱你啊。
Peter was very sad to have heard Jesus asking three times because he thought that the Lord knows everything.
那为什么还要问同样的问题，问三次呢？
And why did Jesus ask him three times the same question?
其实呢，耶稣早就知道彼得是爱耶稣的。
As a matter of fact, Jesus already knew that Peter loved him.
可是为什么同样的问题问三次？
But why did he question him three times?
所以这不是耶稣啊的问题。
This is not the problem of Jesus.
他乃是要让彼得啊一而再再而三的来肯定他要接受到一个任务。
All he wants is to have Peter to understand the mission that he has been entrusted.
耶稣对他的任务就是说，你要喂养我的羊。
The mission for him is to feed his sheep.
这就是啊，耶稣为彼得祷告，使他不至于失去信心。
And the Lord Jesus prayed for Peter so that his faith will not fall.
也就是回头以后要坚固弟兄。
So after he returned, he will strengthen the brothers.
所以现在呢，他看见耶稣复活了。
Now he witnessed the resurrection of
Jesus. 他要爱主耶稣了。
And he loved the Lord Jesus.
他爱耶稣的方法就是要来喂养主的羊。
And the way that he loved the Lord Jesus is to feed his lamb.
就是要坚固啊弟兄姐妹。
That is to strengthen the brothers and sisters.
神啊啊对彼得这样的一个托付。
So this is the responsibility that has been given to Peter.
让彼得呢要做一个牧者的关系，一个角色。
Peter will become a person who is a shepherd.
因为呢牧者他就是要照顾啊主耶稣的羊。
As a shepherd, he will feed the lamb of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹呢都是主耶稣的羊。
And brothers and sisters are the sheep of the Lord.
而牧者就是要来照顾这些羊，让他们有草吃，有水喝。
And the shepherd will take care of these lambs so that they will have water and food.
可是一个牧者呢，他要有怜悯的心。
As a shepherd, he must have a heart of compassion.
如果这个牧者呢，他自以为啊，他很坚强啊，他对于这个羊呢，就没有办法好好的看顾。
As a shepherd, if he thinks that he's strong, then he will be overlooking what he should have done for the sheep.
就好像那些法利赛人一样。
And just likened to those Pharisees.
法利赛人呢，他们只会用嘴巴啊去命令教训百姓。
The Pharisees only pays lip service by rebuking the people.
但是呢，他们自己却做不到。
But they just rebuking them for something that they can never do it themselves.
而且认为他们自己做得很好。
And they also thought that they have already done it very well.
而这样的人呢，是没有办法当牧者的。
Such kind of people cannot be shepherds.
所以做一个牧者，自己要做榜样。
As a shepherd, he or she must serve as an example.
而且对于羊呢的各种软弱呢，他要同理心。
And to all kinds of weaknesses of herd of lambs, he must have that kind of compassion towards them.
同理心呢，是一个非常重要的一种关怀。
To put ourselves in others' shoes is the way of understanding others' weakness.
彼得他曾经软弱。
There was once that Peter was weak.
他曾经三次不认主。
He disowned Jesus three times.
所以他现在回头以后。
But now after he returned,
他对于弟兄姐妹有软弱的时候，他都用同理心去对待他们，不会去审判他们的。
When he saw the weaknesses of brothers and sisters, he will put himself in others' shoes. He will not just simply rebuke them.
因为他知道呢，我也是曾经软弱的人，那我还有什么资格能够审判你们呢？
Because he remembered the fact that there was occasions where he was weak, and who is he to rebuke others on their weakness?
所以他只有想到说，我被主耶稣接纳，我被主耶稣啊祷的祷告，然后能够回头。
He thought about the Lord's prayer for him, and also the way that he turned back.
现在呢，他也只能够为这些弟兄姐妹祷告，让他们回头。
The thing that he can do right now is to pray for brothers and sisters, so they can turn back.
所以后来彼得呢，就做一个最好的牧者来照顾啊教会。
Eventually, Peter has become the best shepherd to edify the churches.
所以在他所写的书信里面呢，他就讲到这样的一种处境，这样的任务使命。
Among the letters that he has written, there is a mission that he has stated.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证。同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人。
To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed.
第二节
，verse two，
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Be shepherd of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve.
第三节
Verse 3,
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
第四节
Verse 4,
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
所以彼得在这里说到了他自己做一个牧者。
So Peter said over here that as a shepherd himself.
因为主耶稣已经托付给他这个牧者的使命，要去照顾神的羊群。
The Lord God has entrusted him as a shepherd to take care of the lambs.
按着神的旨意来照管他们。
And according to the will of God to take care of them.
不是出于勉强，乃是甘心的。
It is not out of unwillingness, but rather with his willingness.
因为做牧者呢，要承受很大的压力。
As shepherd, he has to undergo a lot of pressure.
神的群羊呢，不是乖乖的一群羊啊。
The Lamb of God is not always tame.
我们如果知道了摩西当时带领以色列出埃及在旷野所遇到的事情，就知道真的这些羊不乖啊。
If we could imagine the Israelites that have been led by Moses into the wilderness, you know that the lambs are just not behaving.
在旷野呢，曾经有一些百姓呢，要跟摩西在争取那个领导权。
And there are also some of the Israelites who try.To fight with Moses over leadership.
甚至呢，连他的哥哥姐姐米利暗跟亚伦都要跟摩西来争取。
Even the brothers and sisters of Moses, Miriam and also Aaron, who just want to gain the leadership of people.
所以呢，神的百姓这些羊群真的是不容易带领的，不容易牧养的。
And the people of God, these lambs.Are not an easy herd to be shepherded.
但是彼得他接受了这个任务。
But Peter has this responsibility.
他还是要去照顾神的羊群。
He has to continue to take care of the herds of God.
而且呢，要做群羊的榜样。
And also to serve the example for the lambs.
因此呢，他做一个最好的牧者来照顾神的羊群，而得到主耶稣的纪念啊。
As a good shepherd, that he take.Care, good care of the lambs of God, so that it will be remembered by God.
彼得最后也是被钉十字架而死亡。
And Peter has been eventually crucified and died on a cross.
但是按照教会的历史的记录，
according to the records of the history of the
church, 当他被逼迫也要钉十字架的时候，
right at the moment when he was about to be crucified on the cross,
他对那些人说，请你不要把我钉十字架跟耶稣一样。
Can you not crucify me the same way that Jesus was?
你把我倒钉过来吧，哈，就是他的头了。变在下面，然后脚在上面，这样钉的十字架，然后倒挂放在地上呢，这样子他说跟耶稣不一样的钉死呢十字架这就是他觉得他可以接受的。
So he requested that he requested to be crucified upside down, so his head down and his foot up.
这就是呢他当时被钉十字架的一个景象。
So that was the way that he has been crucified.
可是呢，他仍然做一个牧者呢，而得到神的纪念。
So the Lord God has remembered him as a shepherd.
我们今天呢，也看到彼得从软弱中而得到了坚强。
And today we have seen how Peter has gained his strength in the midst of weakness.
在五旬节，他们得到圣灵。
In the day of Pentecost, they received Holy Spirit.
彼得就站起来对当时的犹太人来做见证。
And Peter stood up and testified to the Jews in those days.
就当天就有3000人受洗。
In the very day, 3,000 people baptized.
建立了耶路撒冷的第一个教会。
So they have established first church in the city of Jerusalem.
那彼得又到处传福音做见证。
And Peter also preached from place to place.
也医病赶鬼也使死人复活。
And he has healed the sick and also cast out demons and also resurrect people.
让那个多加呢那个女的一个姐妹，她从死里复活。
So that someone by the name of Dorcas has been raised from dead.
最后还把福音传给外邦。
And the gospel has been preached to the unbelief.
就是来到了哥尼流的家里。
That is the family of Cornelius.
所以呢，他的福音的工作也做得非常有果效。
And his ministry was a fruitful one.
可是呢，他曾经这么的软弱，三次不认主。
But can you imagine that he has disowned Jesus three times, and he was so weak at one point?
所以我们从彼得的身上呢，可以得到很好的勉励。
From Peter, we have great encouragement.
软弱的可以得到刚强。
For those who are weak can be strengthened.
只要我们愿意到主面前来，
as long as we are willing to come before God,
我们得到圣灵的帮助，
and so that we can receive the help of Holy Spirit,
我们可以跟过去的软弱跟他say goodbye,
and we'll say goodbye to our past weaknesses,
因为我们要重新开始，
because we will renew,
我们会像彼得一样，
and we'll just like unto Peter,
能够成为好的牧者，
and we'll become a good shepherd,
能够完成主所托付的任务，
to complete the task that has been entrusted by the Lord.
回头以后可以坚固弟兄姐妹。
And when we turn back, we will strengthen the brothers and sisters.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
375首。
Number 375. Come and taste of the precious feast.
好，现在我们来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们为下午我们全国的社青灵修营做一个活动举行。
Let's pray for this event for the youth, the work.